Today was the best day ever. I woke up super early, and then Miss Taylor was there in her room. She told us we didn't have to wear our uniforms anymore. She said wearing any clothes at all would sully the offering, or something like that. Our uniforms were super cute, but I think we're even sexier wearing nothing at all. I got to take a long shower this morning because we didn't have to make breakfast. Grace and I always shower together now to help each other get clean and stuff. It's so hard to keep my hands off of her, or myself for that matter. I'm always so horny. It doesn't matter how much I've come, I just feel really good all the time. After that, Miss Taylor helped us get really pretty, making sure our hair and makeup was just perfect. She got a little cross with me because I was squirming, but I just couldn't help it. My body's really sensitive, and I was really excited. I had breakfast in the second mansion, and it was so good. I've never seen so much food. All the church members in the house were at this big table with us, and they were all so happy and smiley. They wouldn't even start eating until we did. They told us we were very lucky girls, and that they were a little jealous of us. Daniel was there, and I asked him to fuck me again, because I haven't had an orgasm for like 2 hours at that point, and I really needed it. He just smiled and told me I had to wait. I don't think he knows how hard that is. When we were finished eating, everybody came up to give us hugs. I kind of rubbed myself on most of them while they were hugging me, but I don't think they minded very much. Some of them shook their head and laughed at me, though. "Look at you now," somebody told me. I think they were proud of me. Daniel led us to the passage to the third chalet before he gave us a hug. I wanted him inside me so bad, but he pushed away and said he'd see us again in a little bit. The pretty Asian girl and the mean-eyed man were waiting for us at the other side of the passage. They led us down this long hall into the big room. I didn't have a hard time seeing at all this time. I'm getting better. Instead of everybody on the floor fucking when we came in, all the members were standing in long rows along the carpet. 2 pretty dark wooden chairs were put in front of Danielle's throne. She smiled at us, which made me shiver and squirm. But Grace and I didn't come. The girl and the mean man did, though. They sprayed the floor. I tried to lick it up, but they grabbed my arms and held me upright so I couldn't. All the members bowed as we walked by with our escorts. We sat in the chairs, and they tied our wrists and ankles to the chairs with leather straps. That made me so wet I was leaving a little puddle on the seat. But then, that's when the licking started. Our escorts knelt in front of us and started licking our horny little pussies. Oh god, but the Asian cutie is a good little pussy licker. One by one, all the pretty people came up and licked our cunts. Some would just give one lick. Some would tongue fuck me for I don't know how long. And no matter what they did, I couldn't come. I tried. I bucked and grinded and begged, but I think the members were singing or chanting or something. I couldn't really make it out over how loudly Grace and I were moaning. It went on forever. Could you imagine being on the edge of an orgasm for hours? I don't have to, because I was. At first, I thought about all sorts of things. And then just all sorts of dirty things. But by the end, I couldn't even see, let alone think. I knew I was moaning and flailing, but all I could think about is how good all those tongues felt on my cunt. All I could think about was coming. It was my only desire. I kinda wish I could feel that way forever. Danielle was last. I can vaguely remember her smiling, kneeling between my sticky thighs. She said something, and I think I agreed. And she licked me. Just once. And it drove me over the edge. I screamed and sprayed cum all over her perfect face. And then the orgasm went on for hours. Even just thinking about it, I... God, I could almost come again just from that. When I finally came down, Grace was already in the middle of the circle, being fucked in all her holes. God, she looked delicious. The Asian girl released the straps and men grabbed me and lifted me out of my seat. God, I was thoroughly fucked. I sucked so many cocks, licked so many cunts. My pussy and ass were stretched over and over again. The whole room sounded like one continuous orgasm. At one point, a circle of men stood around Grace and I as we scissored each other on the floor. They sprayed their loads all over us, and we were covered in cum. Licking it off of her made me cum over and over again. Somehow, the two of us ended up alone on the floor, covered in sweat and cum and totally fucked. Each touch on my skin brought me back to the verge of orgasm, and I was too weak to move. Daniel and Danielle carried us to big tubs of warm water, every touch making us quiver and whimper from the mere sensation. They cleaned us gently with big sponges and softly scented soaps. I felt so good, so cared for. And by the end, I felt fresh and clean and strong enough to move again. The last thing they did was lock us each in a leather and iron chastity belt. They said it was necessary, but I still want more. Daniel promised tomorrow would have all we could ever want. I can't wait. This is torture. But if the one of three promised, it's going to be worth it. God, it felt so good to be used like a little slut today. I've never been so happy and free. I hope you come soon. You love it here. I really wanna fuck you. I'll tell you all about what happens tomorrow. You know, assuming I can think straight. Bye.